Good morning and welcome to the Proactive Poll podcast for Monday the 7th of March 2011. Last week I started on the story of what's the difference between working for yourself and running your own business, and I mentioned that running your own business means that you have people working for you, and so that when you take a holiday, your income doesn't have to take a holiday. And I want to pick up on that idea again today. There are some incredibly clever people who run small businesses from home, from the spare bedroom, and these are the sort of people who, in effect, are one-man bands. And they don't really own a business, they own a job. And the difficulty is going to come when they retire, because there will be no more money coming in. They should think of themselves like this. Imagine that the clever entrepreneur is a light bulb, probably a good old-fashioned 100-watt light bulb, which chucks out a lot more light than your average light bulb, perhaps 150 watts. And that's all very well whilst you're sitting in your office in the spare bedroom at home, because you illuminate it brightly. But can you cast your light into the far-flung corners of your empire? Not easy, is it? I mean, you could try working harder. You could try and turn yourself into a 500-watt light bulb, and your room's going to be really bright, and you may be able to cast some light a bit further afield. But ultimately, the only way to grow the business is to get a few more light bulbs to sit around and work with you. And these people may represent 60-watt light bulbs, or even 40-watt light bulbs. And to be fair, you can't expect them to have the same entrepreneurial genius that you have, but you will discover that even with 40-watt light bulbs working in lots of different rooms, you can actually extend your empire, build a real business, and start making more money, and actually have a holiday and still be making money when you're away. I went through precisely that exercise, and I looked at what I was doing and said, do I need to be a qualified accountant in order to be able to perform this task? And in particular, that was true of payroll. And this week, I have a little favour to ask you. I have a business called payroll140.com, where we provide electronic payroll services to small businesses. It's a nice little business, and it's also growing nicely. And with the new tax year coming up on the 6th of April 2011, we're looking for a few more clients. So if you know people who are not happy with their payroll bureau, please feel free to put them in touch with me, payroll140.com. And thank you for that. You can see what I'm doing, can't you? Taking a small business, which I used to run by myself, and expanding it so that the people who work around me are helping me to make the business bigger, and ultimately, it's thanks to them that I can actually take a holiday. So this week, as you do your business by yourself or in your small team, keep asking yourself the question, does it have to be me that does this particular activity, or can I delegate that to someone a little more junior? I hope you have a good productive week, and I look forward to seeing you again next week. Bye for now.